was probably no later than 10:30 last night. Mm,
if someone was lurking around, you'd have thought Tregennis might have seen them as he left.
It's unlikely. Well, given the darkness and the rain. He didn't linger. He walked away swiftly in the direction of the vicarage. The tracks were perfectly clear, once I knew which were his.
Mm. I like the way you got an impression of his boots. Once I realized.
Mm-hmm. It took you long enough. I wasn't flattered that you thought I was so far gone that I was falling over things.
Were there any signs of this mysterious figure outside the window?
None whatsoever.
Why were you so surprised at how long Brenda Tregennis had been dead?
My reaction wasn't surprise.
Oh? What then?
The doctor examined her at, 8 o'clock. Mm. And the time of death was 6 hours earlier.
At, 2 in the morning.
Oh, my God. Exactly. Whatever happened occurred at 10:30. So, that wretched woman suffered the most appalling agonies for over 3 hours before she finally gave up the struggle and died.
Holmes, what is it?
We're being observed. Ah, you've noticed him at last. He's been watching us for several minutes.
You are Mr. Sherlock Holmes, the detective.
And you are Dr. Leon Sterndale, the explorer.
Have you made any advance?
Dr. Sterndale, we are here on holiday.
My friend and companion, Dr. John Watson.
Good morning.
I say again, have you solved this mystery? Well, tell me, sir.
What do you know of this affair, Dr. Sterndale?
And what claim have you on our confidence?
I've come to know this Tregennis family very well. On my mother's side, I could call them cousins.
Indeed.
And their strange fate has naturally been a great shock to me.
Naturally.
I may tell you, sir, that I was on my way to Africa. But when the news reached me this morning in Plymouth, I came straight back to help in this inquiry.
What about your boat?
I'll take the next.
Dear me. Well, that's friendship indeed.
I tell you, they were relatives.
On your mother's side. Was your luggage already aboard?
Some of it. Most was still at the hotel.
Surely this event couldn't have found its way into the Plymouth papers already.
No, sir. I had a telegram.
Might I ask from whom?
You are very inquisitive, Mr. Holmes.
It's my business.
Well, I've no objection to telling you it was from Mr. Roundhay, the vicar.
Thank you. Now, to answer your original question...
Yes.
I've not cleared my mind entirely on the case, but I've every hope of reaching some conclusion.
Do your suspicions point in any particular direction?
I can hardly answer that.
Then I've wasted my time.
Fascinating.
He was damnably rude. Shall we go?
Wait for me at the cottage.
Whatever you say.
A policeman's lot is not a happy one. Happy world.
Hello.
Good God.
Holmes! Holmes! We are devil-ridden. My poor Paris.
Yes.
Devil-ridden.
Easy, Mr. Young.
Yes,
sit down.
Satan himself is loose.
Sit down. Calm yourself.
Yes, yes, of course.
That's better. Now, tell us, what's wrong? What's happened?
The same symptoms. The exact same symptoms. Mr. Mortimer Tregennis is dead.
You're sure nothing's been touched? Nothing?
Nothing. I gave strict orders.
Excellent.
Good God.
He has this room and the bedroom above.
Have you sent for Dr. Richard and the police?
Yes, well, they must work fast before they arrive. Has that window been open all night?
No, my maid did it this morning.
I thought you said that nothing had been touched.
But the atmosphere was horrible.
Oh, yes. Look at this lamp. Oh, it's run dry. The wick's burning.
Smells dreadful.
Watson, don't touch it. Your notebook. Vicar, was it your maid who found the body?
Yes, poor girl.
Yes, where is she now?
I sent